This podcast is a ministry of Oriel Christian Assembly in Chicago, Illinois. For more information, please visit our website at www.orielchristianassembly.org.
Okay. Our relationship with God must be what? Life-giving. How many know God constantly is giving to us? Well, it's both sides. We give, He gives, right? It's a relationship. That's how a relationship works. It can't be just one partner giving everything and the other not, right? So in Hebrews, we're going to really touch on two of these verses, but we'll read them all eventually. But the first verse I want you to go to is Hebrews 11:6, okay? Hebrews 11:6, and I am coming out of the King James today. But I am going to do some referring to some other versions in here. But this is really one of the key verses we can look at today when we want to talk about life-giving faith. Okay, there's a couple things we see here in the Scriptures. In verse 6, it says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." Okay, so I think we all know this. The first point is that you know, faith really pleases God. How many know that? When you have faith and you really believe and you trust God, it pleases Him. It makes Him happy. How many want to make God happy today? Well, then we need to have faith, right? In what He says and who He is. So, you know, this is really basic 101, this verse, to tell you, you know, first of all, you have to believe that God is. How many know that? You have to believe that He is, right? That God exists. Unfortunately, not everybody believes that today. Do we know that? Not everybody does. There are people who do not actually believe. Okay? So, number one, we know this. We have to believe He exists. That He is and that He exists. But then, right with that, He says, you know what? If you do believe that, then you must also believe that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Okay? How many believe that today? God wants to what? Reward us. He wants to what? I can say it in many different ways. He wants to bless us. Amen? Our God is a God of blessing. Not everybody brings that kind of teaching out today. You know, some teach that, oh, God wants you to suffer so you stay humble. That's not true. That's not scriptural today, okay? Yes, God wants us to be humble, but He doesn't have to make us suffer to be humble. How many know that today? It's a choice you make to be humble before God. When you know who He is, that He exists, and how He made us, and we're just so small on our own, right? God is so vast and so huge. And so big, right? But we have to believe this. Many don't live their life believing that God wants to reward them. But see, here's the catch. We got to do what it says, for those who do what? Diligently seek Him. Can I get an amen? We have to seek God. See, God's not going to pour out all the blessings unless we have what? A relationship with God that we do what? We seek Him. We spend time with Him. Not just when you come to church on Sunday or Wednesday, right? How many know that's not really enough? This is the highlight maybe of the week, Sunday, because we corporately come together to seek God. But you have to seek Him on your own every day. How many know that? You need your relationship to be what? Life-giving, right? You need God to pour into you, right? You need to pour into Him, if I can put it that way. He don't need anything we have, but He wants what? Our relationship is what I'm trying to say. So we have to have this concept or this principle here that we know that God will really bless us if we seek Him, okay? For who He is, right? And He should be everything to us today. I like another translation. It says that life-giving faith is, and this is actually in verse 1. If we go to verse 1, it says, of Hebrews, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, or the evidence of things not seen. Okay? Substance here can be said, it's the substance or the assurance. Okay? How many know today you must have an assurance, right? That God is, right? And that assurance that what you hope for is going to one day come to pass. Can I get an amen? You have, you know, hope is part of faith today. Faith, hope, and love in 1 Corinthians, right? They all work together, right? So we have to have this assurance that what we hope for will come forth one day. Amen. That's our faith in action, right? We have to believe that, and we have to live that way, okay? Another way it says, it's not only the assurance or the confirmation or the title deed of the things we hope for, and I like this, the evidence or the proof of things we do not see. See, faith is believing something you don't see today. Can I get an amen? You might be at your job working at one particular position, but your faith, you believe that one day you're going to be promoted, but you don't see it right now. How many understand that? But you have to believe for that, right? And you have to not only just say, oh, I'm just believing, Lord, for you to bless me, but you work towards that, right? You're going to put your faith in action and be the best employee you can be in the position you are at that time, so that one day, hopefully, God willing, right, your manager sees what you're doing and says, it's time for promotion. Amen? That's how it is even spiritually today. Okay? We have this kind of assurance. We have, even though we don't see it, we have this kind of proof or evidence that the conviction of our reality, our faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. Okay? That's what faith is. You don't see it in your senses, in the natural, right? How many know we don't see God right now literally? He is not literally here, right? We don't see Him, but we know He's alive and well. How many understand that? Amen? He is, right? He's a spirit. We understand that, right? So we walk by faith, right? It's so important. We have hope, right? We live like some things are evident, even though we may not actually see them. Okay? That's powerful today. Our faith. All right? This is what life-giving faith is. Okay? That we will, what we have inside, what we believe, right, will then come forth, and action will be with it. See, it's not just about saying something. It has to be acted out in our life, right? I like in Romans, if you want to turn with me there, I want to go to Romans because it's such a good example of someone who had this kind of faith that we can really look at it and say, man, he had some special faith, because it is unbelievable what happened. In Romans 4, we're going to look at verses 17 to 21. And I love this first verse we talked about a little bit Wednesday. In Romans 4:17, it says, As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations. He's talking about Abraham, of course. Before him whom he believed. It says, even God, and I want you to catch this part of this verse, is so important. Even God who quickeneth the dead, and look at this, the last part, and God who does what? He calls those things which be not as though they are. Even God does that. You believe that today? He calls things that are not, that you don't see yet, or are visible, as though they are. Okay? And that's how we have to be in our life-giving faith, right? How we live. We have to speak in faith. Okay? We have to speak, this church one day will be full. Can I get an amen? You have to believe that. Right? It has to be a part of your belief system. I just My wife told me someone in the church, Angela, she had a dream. I didn't get a chance to talk to Angela about it yet. But she said in her dream she saw we were in a bigger church, right, Angela? And the place was packed. I've had that dream already, so I'm with you. I've seen it. See, you have to see it before it actually comes to pass, right? But do we just sit down and say, okay, Lord, I believe for it, just do it? No, we have to work towards that vision, right? That dream, it's a dream, right? We were, I think this past, was it this past year? We went to, when we were in Florida for our conference, we went to an Assembly of God church, and it was unbelievable. I said, Lord, this is the dream. The place was unbelievable. Just the platform was bigger probably than this whole, it was bigger than this room. The platform itself. All right? I mean, see, we have to stretch ourselves, right? We can't be satisfied where we are. And that's not only spiritually, but in our life. How many understand that? You have to have a desire to advance. Can I get an amen? You have to want to improve, right? To do better, right? Well, it takes faith. And sometimes you don't even realize it, that you have faith in action that is happening in your life by what you do. You put what you believe into action, and it actually becomes like normal or natural to you, and you just do it. Okay? So important that we see that. So we have to be like God. We have to call things that we don't see yet, or we may not, you know, see in action as though they really are. He says in 18, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. You know, big promises God gave Abraham, right? Going to be the father of many nations and on. But look at as we go on to this. He says in verse 19, and being not weak in faith, Abraham was not weak in faith. He considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. You know, God promised Abraham and Sarah, what a child, right? Let's read the whole thing. He says in 20, he says, and he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. See, sometimes things we have to believe for in the natural don't make sense. And if you try to figure it out naturally, you'll lose it. How many understand that today? It has to be by faith, right? In God, not in us. Because how many know we're all limited? We can only do so much. But God is not limited, is He? It's not that He can't do, right? So here it says that Abraham, he didn't stagger at the promise of God, right? And he says in verse 21, he says, but he was, or let me finish that. He says, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. See, Abraham is an example for me and you today. We have to be strong in our faith, because when we do that, we will give glory to God. How many know that? Because God will work in our behalf, right? And verse 21, it says, and being fully persuaded that what he promised, he was able to perform. So here, take a look at this, ladies. Abraham's 100, and Sarah was 90. And God tells them, you're going to have a child. In the natural, it doesn't say it, but I'm sure they had to struggle with this a little bit in their natural mind. Say, how are we going to have a baby at this age? Doesn't make sense, right? But see, because God spoke it to them, He promised to them this, and they did what? They believed God, Abraham, right? Believe God, and Sarah had to do her part too, right? They were able to have a son, Isaac, at the age of 90. Can you believe that, ladies? It's impossible in the natural, right? Has to be a miracle of God. But it happened, see? But here's some things we need to get from here is that what? We see how Abraham was what? Strong in his faith, okay? He what? Was fully persuaded and convinced. I love those two words. See, you have to get to the point where you're persuaded or you're convinced. Whatever God is telling you, Not only in His Word, but God gives us promises too individually. How many believe that? God speaks to us through His Spirit and through His Word, right? And when He does, we have to what? We have to hold on to those promises through faith, through strong faith, okay? Again, we can't go by what we're seeing. Because if we walk by what we see, we'll get discouraged sometimes. How many know that? That's not faith in action. We have to walk by what we don't see, right? We walk by the faith of God that's in us, right? And we have to be persuaded or convinced, amen? We don't stagger or we don't get overwhelmed at some of the things God tells us. Because sometimes He will say a lot to you, okay? He will really ask a lot sometimes. And in yourself, you'll say, oh Lord, how am I going to do this? How can this happen, right? He didn't get overwhelmed, Abraham. He trusted God. He just said, Lord, I believe You can do anything. And He did, right? A miracle, right? So we should take this just as an example of how our faith can be what? Life-giving. This was life-giving faith, okay? Action preceded his faith, right? He believed, they believed, and God brought the promise. You know, I need to ask us today, you know, what are we believing for? Amen? What are you believing for? What has God promised to you? Right? What are you looking for God to do in your life or in your family or here in our church family? Right? What is God promising us? What is He speaking to us? How many know today we have to have life-giving faith? Or here's another word we can use. We have to have confidence in what God is asking. Amen? We have to be confident in Him. Knowing, Lord, if You said it, I'm going to believe You for it. And I believe it can happen today. See, that's life-giving faith today. What a great example for us by Abraham. I want you to go back to Hebrews 11. In Hebrews, let's read the whole middle section there of Hebrews 11, 1 through 6. Let's read from verse 2. It says, for by it the elders obtained a good report. See, this chapter is about the heroes of faith, right? And here it talks about the heroes or the elders of that time that, you know what? They got a good report from God. How many want to have a good report? Or a good report card, right, Ramel? A good report card at school. Right? All A's. God wants to give us all A's, right? Well, that means we're going to have what? A divine approval from God because our faith is strong. Amen? That's what pleases God, is our faith when we trust Him, when we look to Him, right? Everything happens through faith or by faith today. We don't even realize it. You go and you flick the switch for the electricity, you don't doubt that it's going to come on. You just believe it's coming on, right? But how many know a lot of things have to work together for that light to go on? Sometimes the light bulb's out, right? You got to change the bulb, right? So, you know, here we see the great things that people did in the Word of God because of their faith. And they're no different than me and you today. Verse 3 says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. And so that things were not seen, were not made of things that do appear. See, again, our world, God created our world. And we weren't around when it happened. But we believe God did it. He framed the whole world. He created it, right? Takes faith. You have to believe that today, right? Verse 4, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. You know, even what he did from years ago, it still speaks to us today, right? About Abel, how God was pleased with the gifts that Abel gave, right? Through faith, right? Same thing today. How is our gifts? What are we giving to God? Are they gifts that God is pleased with, right? That He says, yes, I accept what You're giving me. Abel did everything by faith. Verse 5, by faith Enoch was translated. This is really powerful here, this verse about Enoch. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and he was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Wow. Enoch was what? Translated. Isn't that something? One day he's in front of you, the next moment he's gone. Right? Translated. But look at his testimony. It says here, his testimony was that he what? He pleased God by his faith. You see? Today, it's all about our relationship with God, about having what? Life-giving faith. Amen. So powerful here today. That what we believe and what we say then will cause us to do what we do. Okay? It's what's underneath everything we do today. The actions we take, what we do in our lives is all based on what we believe, our faith in God. Okay? Makes us do what we do. So, today we're talking about how our faith needs to be life-giving. So, you know, do we realize today that it's a life of faith that we live, right? It's a life of faith. God calls us to a life of faith. So my question for us even today is, well, how can we make our faith even grow? Because how many know our faith must continue to grow? Amen? You can't be happy where you are today or satisfied. Your faith must continue to grow in God, right? And it will if we do certain things. I want to look at a couple things with you today, all right? But let me read you a portion of our lesson here from Wednesday. It says, life-giving faith grows by testing. Uh-oh. I don't think anybody said amen to that one. Life-giving faith grows by what? Testing. When we step out in faith, God shows Himself faithful. And we grow in our ability to trust. Right? When we're tested, it's a time that our faith can grow and blossom, right? If we do what God tells us to do, right? Our ability to trust God will get greater and greater when we see God work in our situations. Amen? All of us have seen God work, but you know what? He will do greater, okay? Our faith can't grow by just talking about it. How many know that? If you just talk about it and do nothing else, it ain't going to grow today. Right? It says, we need to do more than just hear God's Word. Now here's one of the keys. Not only do we need to do this, is hear God's Word, but we need to do what it says. Can I get an amen? That's obedience, right? That's what really makes our faith life-giving. So we need to not only hear, like today you're hearing God's Word, but then you apply it. Can I get an amen? That's what causes your faith to grow. Because you see God answer over and over and over again. He's so faithful, amen? He's so faithful to us, and we must realize that today. So good. So, maybe we need to be like the apostles, right? In Luke 17, 5, you want to go there, we'll look at it. In Luke 17, verse 5, this is one way that our faith can grow, just to be honest before God. This is where he was talking to them about being offended, right? And about forgiveness, how we need to forgive one another. And when Jesus was teaching them, they were kind of overwhelmed. So what did they respond? In verse 5, he says, and the apostles said unto the Lord, increase our faith. It's like, Lord, I ain't there yet. How many understand? I don't know if I'm there yet. Lord, I need you to help me. I need you to, what? Increase my faith for what I'm going through. How many get that today, right? Even the apostles weren't there. The disciples of that day, right? They hadn't arrived. Their faith was also growing like ours does every day. So we need to be humble enough to say, Lord, increase my faith. When you're going through something, Lord, help me to believe for the impossible. It's okay to ask God for that, okay? It's being honest before Him, right? That we do that. Another way that our faith will grow, we'll see here. Go to Romans 10:17 with me. Romans 10:17. And we've said it, but we're going to say it even more clear here. Is about the word, right? In Romans 10:17 it says, so then faith, somebody say faith, comes by what? Hearing. See, your faith will rise even today as you're listening to this message about faith. You don't maybe not even know it. Your faith is actually growing right now and building because what you're hearing. Right? But we got to be so careful what we hear. Can I get an amen? Here he says then, and then hearing must be what? The Word of God. Okay? You got to make sure of what you hear today. You got to be careful how much you hear on the news. Right? What you watch and what you hear on the TV. Because how many know a lot of things sometimes you may hear might actually discourage you. Right? So we have to make sure we're getting pumped every day with what we hear that is good and positive, right? And that will help us, okay? And of course, what greater source today do we have than the Word of God, right? He's our source of faith, right? He's our source. So he says, make sure that you understand today that your faith will grow as you hear good things and that you hear God's Word, okay? Because God's Word is all good. Can I get an amen? It's all positive. It's reality. It speaks truth. Okay? Sometimes it might tell us something we don't want to hear because maybe we're not doing it, but that's okay. I want God to tell me if I'm off. How about you? I want truth every day in my life. I want to know where I am and where I need to get to. Can I get an amen? Right? And God's Word gives that to us. So as we hear the Word of God, as we come to church, we come to services, right? As we get into the atmosphere of faith, where faith will grow, God will bless us, right? But we got to make sure of what source we're receiving our faith, right? So that it will produce life-giving faith, right? And that our faith will not be dampened or hurt, okay? Or discouraged, because God wants us to have life-giving faith, right? That produces. Amen. And we'll wrap up with this here. I want you to go with me to James 2. James 2. So we've talked about some things of how our faith can be life-giving, but again, this really sums it up today in James 2 that we must do something with our faith, okay? We must do something with it. We can't sit on it because it won't grow. It won't be life-giving. So in James 2:14-18, let's read it. It says, what does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he have faith, but he has not works, can faith save him? So, in the contents of our relationship with God, we have to understand first, yes, we have to what? We have to have faith in God, right? We have to have faith in Jesus, right? That He died for us, that we have resurrection life now because of the cross, right? So first it's faith, but He's saying here, if that's all you have and you don't do anything then with it, what is it going to do for you, right? We have to work together, faith and works. So he goes a little deeper. Verse 15. He says, so if a brother or a sister be naked and destitute of daily food, meaning just hurting, right? They're in need. If someone is in need, a brother or sister, right? It says, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful to them or to their body, what does it profit them? Right? So our faith in knowing what God's Word says, we're to help each other. Amen? So if you see someone in need and you have the ability to help them, God says you should put your faith in action and help that person. Don't say, oh, I'll pray for you. Be blessed. I'll pray for you. Okay? I'm going to eat. I know you're hungry, but I'm going to eat right now. Instead of say, why don't you come with me? Let's go eat together. Amen? That's putting what you believe into action, right? Our faith must be produced in what we do with it, right? We can't just say we have it today. Just having it isn't enough. We have to do something with it. We have to apply it to our everyday life, right? So faith and works together make it happen, right? It must be action. Our works cause us to act upon what we believe in, okay? Let's go on. Verse 17, it says, so even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. See? Again, just by itself, not using it for anything productive, it's like we're wasting what we believe or what we have faith in, right? We must put it into action in how we live. Faith will cause us to have what? Works, and to be productive in our lives, right? He says in verse 18, yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works. And then the other one says, and I will show you my faith by my works. Okay? See, just saying it is not enough. What we have faith in God, our relationship with God, what we believe is His Word must be shown in how we live, our actions. Okay? We know today that we're not saved by our actions. Okay? We're saved by faith, right? But we're saved so that we can have works. Can I get an amen? See, once you're saved and you know God teaches you and disciples you, you know what you should be doing as a man of God, as a woman of God, of faith, right? You begin to put in action what you now know God has taught you in His Word so that you can be a blessing, right? You can live a life of faith, right? Your faith can continue to grow and grow. But if we have faith and no works, it's like we're dead, okay? It's like we're just talking, you know, wasting what we're saying, right? God says, put into action your faith. Let there be fruit, right? I like it. Your works actually prove how much faith you have. Can I get an amen? When we do things that are beyond our capability, right, because of our belief in God, we actually prove how strong our faith is, okay? Because we speak it first, and then we begin to flow in it. And God anoints us to do things, okay? I know some of us, we struggle when we said we were going to get a parking lot here. Some of you, like, you're crazy, Pastor Rich. We don't need a parking lot. What do we need it for? Some didn't see it, couldn't see it. See, you have to, faith shows you something, and you see it before it's done. And it took someone like me to say, yes, Lord, I believe for it. We need it. We need to do it. And then we caught the vision eventually, and we did it. It works the same way for anything else. A new church, one day, you have to see it by faith. You have to envision it before it even comes, right? And you begin to what? Put your actions towards working towards that, right? And one day, it all comes together. You say, wow, we're here, right? How did this happen? By your faith. Amen? So it's all about our faith. Amen. I got one more verse and we're going to close this morning. Turn with me to 1 John 5:4. I talked about this a little bit Wednesday before I get to this verse. You know, when God gives us words or promises, most of the time, they take a long time, sometimes years. Our prophetic words that God gives us, not always, but seems like most of the time, things take, because it's a process, okay? Our faith has to grow. We have to grow with our relationship with God. And God prepares us for those things. He already sees what He wants for us, but we got to see it. How many understand? We got to get where God is. Okay? I like Wednesday in our video, one of the ministers said, you know what, the problems that you have, God already had the solution before you even had the problem yet. That's how beyond God is with us. Okay? He's already ahead of us. So we have to believe, right? I like what we said Wednesday. We have to believe big. We got to think big. Who's with me? If you don't think big or believe big, you know what? You stay where you are. But God wants us to think big and believe big like He does. Amen? Because He wants to bless us, right? We have work to do. Amen? Our faith, though, it all comes down to our faith. 1 John 5, verse 4, and we're wrapping up here, says what? For whatsoever is born of God, are we born of God today? Amen. That's us, right? Overcometh the world. Can I get an amen? You will overcome the world. If you're born of God, you have God's faith in you. You have the faith of God. You're going to not only overcome the world. It says that, and this is the victory. Who wants victory today? We got it. It says this is the victory that overcometh the world. What? Our faith. Even our faith. Okay? Everything that we go through, that we're going through, that we're going to go through, we overcome it with our faith. Okay? We overcome obstacles today. We overcome difficulties, right? We're winners because we have faith in God, right? We don't lose. How many realize that today? Yeah, you might go through some things. You might, you know, some things will happen along the way. But in the end, how many know we win? We're winners, right? Don't be fazed by what you see. Right? What's going on maybe? Maybe you're in a real tough bind right now. This is where what? Our faith has to rise. Amen. Because let me tell you, when you get challenged in your life, that's when the rubber hits the road. Okay? That's when you really gotta get firm in your faith and believe God, whatever you're going through, because that's when you know where you're at in your walk with God. Right? It's when difficulty comes, right? Testing comes. Those things make you strong or stronger in your faith. I can look back at my life, things my wife and I have gone through just in ministry, some hard times, okay? But because we persevered through those hard times, God brought us here. Let me say that to you. If we didn't persevere through those other times, we never would have made it here. Our destiny would have changed, okay? So I want to encourage you today, what you go through today, how you deal with it with your faith determines where you're going to end up, your destiny. And it's good. God has great destiny for all of us. God has more on His plan for us than me and you even realize at times. But it's what? Our faith today. Praise God. It's our faith. So I want to encourage us today. Ramel, would you put on a little music for us? I want to pray with you today. All right? I want to pray with you that you will give everything to God, whatever it is, okay? You're going to give everything to God, whatever you might be going through today, right? If you're not satisfied where you are, well, it's time for another step on the ladder, okay? And God will help you get through whatever it is that you're in today. But it's going to take what? Your faith to rise, to trust God. It's a life of faith. It's a life of trusting. Amen. So let's stand. Praise God. I'm going to open the altar for you. He's so faithful, God, today. Amen. He's faithful. When it looks the bleakest, when you can't see an answer in the natural, you know what? That's when He works so good, God. Amen. That's when He works the best. Because you know what? Man can't take credit for it. How many get that today? So it's the most difficult times in our life that God shines for us. Amen. But you have to trust, you know? And when you get through this, God will bring it to a new level. He'll be able to trust you with more. He'll be able to really give you more responsibility because you went through it, and with His help, you got the answer. Amen. So we want to pray today. We want to pray for these that are up here, and if you know, pray for them with us today. Let's encourage our brothers and our sisters who have come up, who need an answer, who need a miracle maybe from God, that He can do it. And again, we're to support one another, we read today, right, in the Scripture. If we can help one another, we should today, praise God, because we need each other's support as well as God. So, Father, we thank You, Lord, today, right now.